Good morning to you all. This is Brother Wilmer again here this morning with the devotional for this Thursday morning. Up to now this week, we've been going through Isaiah 53. This morning I'd like to continue on with Isaiah 53:7. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. This was Jesus. This was being prophesied about Jesus here in the days of Isaiah, and when we look at Matthew 26:63, but Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee, by the living God, thou shalt tell us whether thou be Christ, the Son of God. Matthew 27:12, and when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things these witness against thee? And he answered him never a word, insomuch the government marveled greatly. John 19:9, and went again into the judgment hall, and said unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him the answer. 1 Peter 2:23, who when was reviled, reviled not again, but he suffered. He threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. And Acts 8:32, the place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and he shall declare this his generation, for his life is taken away from the earth. Just to bring a couple of things out here in 1 Peter 2:23, Jesus committed himself to him that judges righteously. I would take that as Jesus committed himself to God that judges righteously. We do have that comfort that it doesn't matter what we see, how wrong some things might be, how much we are misunderstood maybe in certain things in life, we can, here's a great example. Jesus, as we know, could have very easily had the power to protect himself. He could have called for 12 legions of angels, which... I'm not sure how many that is. I figured that out at one time. I think that's 144,000 or something like that, but it was a large number of angels. He could have had a lot to say, but he just committed himself to him that judged righteously. Rather than defending himself in this situation, he committed himself to God. And this whole week, we were talking about humiliation, or him going through this in a humble way. Here it says in Acts 8:33, In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. I find that challenging to see how Jesus, in such a humble way, went through all this suffering when he could have done otherwise. Isaiah 53:8. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and he shall declare his generation, for he was cut off the land of the living, for the transgression of my people. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Here in Psalms 22, I guess David spoke these words here, but here is another prophecy of Jesus there on the cross in Psalms 22:12. It says, "Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around. They gaped upon me with their mouth as ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth in my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked having closed me, they pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorn." In Matthew 26:65, "Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need we a witness? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? And they answered and said, he is guilty of death." John 19:7. "The Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." John 11:49, 50, 51, and 52. "And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest in the same year, said unto them, ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this he spake not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one of the children, and not for the nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad." In 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also has once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. This is where the enemy this is where the enemy lost, is where Jesus being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Jesus said a few times, he said to his disciples, he said, it's needful that he would go so that the Spirit would come. And what the enemy did not calculate here while putting him to death was him rising again and for the Holy Ghost to come and to be spread and to be come upon many people. And the later on we can read of how many people became believers, and this one Jesus spread to many, 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 or I should say this one Christ spread to many, many, many little Christ Christians. And as of yet today, there are still many Christians here that have carried on the gospel. And praise to the Lord, praise God, and brings a greater thankfulness for the humility that our Lord and Savior walked through while he went through this life, and the example that he set for us. May God bless you.